Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, now it's time to launch our latest crowdsourcing project. This is where we recruit you, the listener, to commit an act of journalism together with us. You may remember last month we asked you to go outside your apartment or building to or house to count the number of SUVs on your block. Well, our new project is called Are You Being Gouged? And it's simple. We're asking you to investigate price disparities of common food items in the New York area. The assignment is this. Go to your local grocery store, any local grocery store, and just check out the price of three goods, milk, lettuce, and beer. We'll tell you exactly what kind in a minute. Once you have the prices, just go to our website and report your findings in our special comments page for that. Pretty simple, right? And here to talk more about this latest project is our associate producer and crowdsourcing creative director, Jim Colgan. Hey, Jim, welcome back.
Hey, Brian.
So tell us the exact goods that we're asking people to look for.
Well, it sounds like a funny combination. As you said, it's lettuce, milk, and beer. And exactly, this is important, the actual details of what they should get. It's a quart of regular non-organic whole milk, a head of iceberg lettuce, and a six-pack of 12-ounce Budweiser beer, and that's the bottles.
It's not exactly a well-rounded meal of your four food groups.
No, it's not, and we're not encouraging people to mix them or even buy them, actually, for that matter.
Yes, and let's make that clear. You don't have to buy these things. We just want to know the price. And we picked these items with your help because, Jim, as you'll remember, we did an open phone segment a couple of weeks ago to tell people we were thinking of doing something like this, and we were looking for the right items that would be very common, that would be very standard. So we're comparing apples to apples, though we're not using apples. So it's a quart of regular non-organic whole milk. It's a head of iceberg lettuce, and it's a six-pack of 12-ounce Budweiser beer bottles.
Yes, and we have to point out that we're not endorsing Budweiser. Like you said, that's the most standard bottle of beer we thought we could get. You're probably going to be guaranteed it's going to be in your bodega if it's in Brooklyn or New Jersey. We're not encouraging people to drink whole milk either. You can still buy your Slim or whatever, or to eat lettuce for that matter.
Or iceberg lettuce, for that matter, which is a whole other conversation. But so when people do this and then go to the website, you'll want them to list what exactly besides the price of these items.
So, yeah, and this is important, too. They need to tell us the neighborhood where they bought the goods so that we can find out, you know, we can match it to the location. And what's important there is the exact address, otherwise just at least the block and the cross street. We also want the name of the supermarket or grocery store or bodega, whatever it is. And then we're asking for any distinguishing characteristics. So that could be anything like, is it a Korean deli? Is it a high-end retailer? Or just anything that sort of jumps out at you about the place where you bought these goods. And then lastly, we're asking whether or not they were surprised. And that's a simple yes or no.
Right. And all those questions will be up there, so you don't have to remember it exactly until you do it. But those three items, we do want the name and as exact a location of the store as you can give, and if you are surprised. And we were not surprised to find when we introduced this idea a couple of weeks ago that people are very anxious to find out, because some people know, some people don't know just how much they are being gouged in one place as compared to another, which is why we titled this experiment, Are You Being Gouged?
And that's true. And people don't tend to know what the prices of these things are, even if often it gets sort of blended into their larger grocery list and they're not actively seeing, you know, what a specific price is. And they're not looking at really specifically how exactly the price of milk differs from one store to the next. So we're hoping that we'll really find out what that pattern is and locate, you know, pinpoint some of these neighborhoods and highlight the differences.
Last time, Jim, you created a really cool map along with other people from our interactive department.
Yes.
Of where the concentrations of SUVs compared to other cars tended to be. What are we going to see visually this time?
Well, we're going to recreate the same kind of map That's why it's important to get the location so we can pinpoint it. So you'll be able to look at this map, and based on the reporting from our listeners, we'll be able to have a good idea of like where are the most expensive neighborhoods, where was the highest variation, that kind of thing. And you'll be able to see it all represented visually.
I should mention, too, that in the open source spirit of this project, this idea was listener-generated, because after we did the SUV project, which was our idea, we then did a call-in, which some of you will remember during the summer, that said, well, what would you all like our next crowdsourcing project to be? Please call in with suggestions and post suggestions on our website. And this did, in fact, come from a listener. And then last week when we did the call-in regarding which items we should test, we had some nominees, one of which we're using, which is the milk, and the other two really were listener-generated as well. So we're trying to make this more organic than the non-organic whole milk that we're asking you to go out and price. And who knows where we will take this idea of crowdsourcing in the future as we continue with these experiments.
Exactly. And as you say, what's different this time is we've invited the listeners to collaborate with us at an even earlier stage than the last time, which is why we opened it up to listeners even as we were deciding what to pick. And we just wouldn't have thought of beer. It just, someone mentioned it on the air, and then a couple more people called in with it, and then it sort of broke out on the comments page as a thing that we should do. So that's why we added it.
That's right. And this is all part of the Web 2.0 ethic, which I believe in, and which I know, Jim, that you certainly believe in, that journalism is best when it's a partnership between the professional producers of news and the so-called audience to really kind of blur the lines.
It's true. And this is the kind of information we're looking to get, is just something, it's not something that any one reporter could do. Like, you could not send one journalist out to find out what the prices are of, you know, these specific goods. But if we can, you know, harness the power of our listeners who are willing and proved to be willing last time to actually go out and do that. And we should stress that this is self-reporting too. You know, we're being very transparent about what that is. This is, you know, we're trusting our listeners to do that.
Which means please be accurate. And which also means that this does, by its very nature, have certain statistical validity limitations, which we acknowledge and will acknowledge when we give the results. And who knows, as I said, where we'll go from here to things that are more deeply investigative, and what we'll be able to rule out together as a big army of journalists and investigative reporters, you and us together. Jim, we have about 30 seconds left. Do you want to use it to just remind people what this word is that we keep using, crowdsourcing?
Yeah, so this word crowdsourcing, it has some other words that people use to describe the same thing. But in our case, it's where we're using, it's a way of doing journalism where we enlist the listener to do the actual reporting. And we temper that with the analysis of the professional. And that's what they term the pro-am, professional amateur model. And that's sort of that stems from crowdsourcing too. And I also just want to say too, just my quick experience yesterday, I did go outside and I go to my bodega and you know, went and sought out the prices and said it to him. And he immediately said to me, it's just a local bodega around the corner. He said, go down and try the Korean deli. They're ripping people off. And sure enough, I went and I did that. And they were much more expensive.
Right.
And I went back to him.
Jim Colgan, WNYC Associate Producer and our Crowdsourcing Creative Director. Now go to WNYC.org, check it out, and then post your findings.